The adaptability paradox. In public safety, we must excel in adapting to rapidly changing environments. It's the essence of what we do. We have to perform high skill functions to better outcomes for the citizens and the environment. Now, these high stress, high skill functions are reliant on nurturing a learning environment where experience, education, and decision making are going to culminate in healthy problem solving. However, there's always the human component at play, and that can lend itself to the success or detriment to the mission. So much of life experience in any skill or discipline is taking past experiences and try to fit them into new models. Oftentimes in the fire service, this works. An upper floor bedroom fire often uses similar tactics as the time before. It's when we get caught in a new situation or when new parameters present themselves that we may get caught in the trick bag of trying to employ old data into new problem sets. And this is called the adaptability paradox. When we most need to learn, change, and adapt, we are most likely to react with old approaches that are not suited to our new situation, leading to poor decisions and ineffective solutions. In some cases, this means issuing an inappropriate response given the situation, such as standing up in smoke and heat, because you've been able to do that on other fires, where Mayday data shows us that standing upright is a major contributing cause and precursor to roof and floor collapse. In the business world, it can mean employing the same process that worked on a past workflow, but technology has advanced and now it requires completely different processes to maintain its competitive edge. Or sometimes we tell ourselves that we just need to work harder, put in more hours, and the problem will solve itself through sweat equity. When Plan A doesn't work, humans often try to do Plan A harder. However, in today's day and age, there are better solutions. Now, Harvard has a three-step solution to this problem. The first is learning agility. In other words, this is just keep an open mindset. Use your old experience where applicable, but also maintain an open mind and receive feedback to keep a growth mindset state intact. Generally speaking, this is not a time to speak up immediately and to default to your known past solutions. Rather, let's pause, reflect, and if you can, solicit feedback from others around you. In an extremist setting such as a Mayday, this isn't always possible. So my recommendation would be to take a quick tactical pause. So take that deep breath to reset, stimulate the vagus nerve, calm yourself down. It drops cortisol. Create mindfulness surrounding your immediate environment and circumstances, and then develop a plan for action. History and human experience have shown that in times of crisis, making an actionable plan created confidence and energy instead of a state of freezing or moving without purpose. The second step is emotional regulation. This does not mean that you can't experience or even showcase a range of emotions, but it does mean to be aware of them and to keep them in check. So nervousness and conditioned red responses beget more, and if left unchecked, you will devolve into fight, flight, or freeze in unproductive ways. The tactical pause and reset helps with this. Be mindful of your triggers and conduct yourself in a way that lends itself to producing results. At the very least, act on behaviors that minimize unnecessary thoughts and movements. Especially in team settings when the emotional temperatures can rise, humans become less engaged, less trusting, and more defensive. And this is the exact opposite of what accumulates helpful results. So stop everything you're doing, take a breath to combat an unhealthy stress response, and watch and listen to understand the environment you are in. And this should all happen within seconds. Now, the last step is having a dual awareness of yourself and your situation. Take stock of what is occurring inside your body and mind and what is happening external to you in your environment. When you are able to regulate your emotions and truly decipher what is happening to you in your situation, you are almost looking at the entire process in third person. You're detaching from preconceived notions, from lies you're telling yourself, from biases about the environment that you think you're in. It could have been old behaviors and experiences that got you into the unfortunate position in the first place, and that's another contributing factor in firefighter Maydays. So let's think about what steps you can take to get yourself out of the collapse you were just involved in. So many people want to reach up and get themselves out of the hole they just fell in. Sometimes it may work. Oftentimes it doesn't. So zoom out, control your breathing and your emotions, check in with your environment, devise a plan, and execute. And this, again, should all happen within seconds. Get outside of yourself and old ways and patterns. Listen for sounds of other firefighters working in the area. Notice the floor plan or floor materials that may dictate a better egress route. Listen for water flowing or saws running. Look for light coming from windows or flashlights. Take stock, make the plan, and move. You know, we've seen it in movies before. You have this one genius analyst that just stares at the computer saying, this wasn't supposed to happen this way. This has never happened before. I've never been wrong before. And as they watch their formulas come crashing down right in front of their face, their emotional state then gets hijacked, which causes conflict within themselves and within the team. The same can happen in our profession, in our families, and in our hobbies or business. Adaptability, emotional regulation, awareness, and then decisiveness under pressure are going to be the solutions to defaulting to old ways.